You may agree that many women these days are choosing to wait until later in life to have children. The reasons for this can differ greatly, but more and more women are falling pregnant in their 40s, which was thought to be very late in life in times gone by. We'll talk more about what women can expect when falling pregnant after 40 on the next Family Matters. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. A concerned husband wrote to us with this question. What should we expect with a pregnancy in later life? My wife is in her early 40s and we just learned that she's expecting a child. We're happy, but stunned, to say the least. We already have 3 children, all in their late teens now, so we're familiar with the territory in a general sense. But is there anything special we need to know about pregnancy after 40? First of all, congratulations. You've probably already heard from a few well-meaning friends who question your wisdom or sanity, so we'd like to begin by countering that kind of input with an encouraging word. You can do this. It's natural for a couple in your situation to have questions and concerns, but you should also make a conscious decision to thank God for the life of your child and enjoy this pregnancy. Pray, seek the Lord's guidance, and get some expert advice as needs arise. It's true that the risk for some problems can increase with a mother's age, but the fact is that most women past the age of 45 have normal, healthy pregnancies. You can stack the odds in your favor by doing several things. Firstly, maintain good nutrition and adequate exercise. This is worth paying attention to, since weight gain is often greater in pregnancies that occur later in life. Secondly, take prenatal vitamins with folic acid. And thirdly, see your obstetrician or midwife regularly. Your wife should also pay special attention to any physical problems that may have arisen as part of the aging process. For example, hypertension, diabetes, or thyroid disease. If she has one or more chronic medical conditions, her current pregnancy may have to be managed somewhat differently than the first 3. It's likely that your healthcare professional will recommend ultrasound scans as part of your wife's overall pregnancy care program. This will allow him or her to evaluate the baby's growth and development. Your wife will also receive advice about prenatal screening tests for potential birth defects. The two of you need to get on the same page as to whether you want these tests or not. You'll also have to decide how you want to handle the results should they indicate a congenital anomaly. Some couples choose to forgo the screening, knowing that they will love and care for their child regardless of the results. Others prefer to have all the relevant information in advance so they can prepare accordingly. In any event, understand that your unborn child, regardless of his or her health, is created in the image of God and is profoundly valued in his eyes. As a footnote, it's crucial to understand that abnormal test results don't predict defects with absolute certainty, nor do normal results guarantee that your baby will be free of problems. So make up your minds to stay calm and maintain perspective in the face of the various facts and figures you may be hearing during the course of this pregnancy. One very important question to consider is how you would react to a diagnosis of Down syndrome. Although Down syndrome itself is a risk, children with this disorder are not risks. They are precious lives that bear the image of God. While the initial diagnosis of Down syndrome is fraught with many difficulties and often pain, most parents of children with this condition find their lives are filled with many unexpected joys and blessings. If you think it would be helpful to discuss your questions with a member of our staff, please feel free to call Focus on the Family's counseling department, where one of our trained counselors would be happy to assist you in any way they can. That number to call is 031-716-3300. Remember that one of the best things you can do for your baby is to take care of yourself by staying healthy, adding important supplements to your diet, and visiting your doctor or midwife regularly. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.